There are many issues regarding whether one wears techeles bizman hazeh or not on yitzitzis, talis katan, talis gadol. But one of the issues that have to be dealt with is the proponents of wearing techeles, like Rav Herschel Schachter, among others, is that now that with the Murek Strunkelis, he's saying it's at least a suffix. He thinks maybe it's like 90%. And there are those who think it's 100%, it's not it. But that's a heard of a Reisman say. But nevertheless, so let's assume for argument's sake that it's a suffix whether this is a techeles or not. So we have a general rule in the Gemara, suffix da Reisa l'chumra, suffix drabanu l'kula. So therefore, if we're not sure, okay. So don't make a bracha. Well, you make a bracha and sisters anyway, so the bracha isn't any different. So avik daraisa l'chumra, you should put on tcheles just in case. In other words, if you're wrong, so what? And this is also a separate shear or a separate issue, but if you put on tcheles and then not it, is there a problem? Again, that would be l'shitasun, Rev Shlomo Miller and Rev Herschel Schachter. Rev Shlomo Miller is against, Rav Herschel Schachter is pro. So, do you say Savik Daraisa L'chumra? So, he says, oh, why not? It's at least a Safik, so we should wear Tcheles. Outside Safik Mitzvah. We have an opportunity to do a Mitzvah. Why shouldn't we? Right? No one else did it before. That's because they didn't have, it wasn't a Safik on the Tcheles. Shlomo Noah says, no, we don't say Savik Daraisa L'chumra here. There's a whole beautiful shtickle on the whole qual of Savik Daraisa L'chumra or not, but he writes, based on Rav Chaim, others, that the briskers, that when do we say Savik Daraisa L'chumra? So let's say, I'm not sure if I benched, let's say in a case where I'm Chayim Daraisa, or if I'm not sure if I shook the lula of the Dawud Minim, okay. So now I go ahead and shake the Dawud Minim, okay, so now I know for sure I did it. Or if I'm benching over now, I know I bend. So when do we say Tzavik Daraisa L'chumra? When you do it the second time, you vade fulfilled the mitzvah. But if you do it the second time, you know you're not any closer, then you'll say Tzavik Daraisa L'chumra, you'll be doing it 100 times. You never stop, because I never know if I have it. So he wants to claim, when do we say Tzavik Daraisa L'chumra? Is only when you know you got the mitzvah. Rav Chaim. But if you don't know, so there is no. So Rav Schechter disagrees, and not him, he quotes, I think, Rav Nachum Zember, others, that we see that's not true. That even, we say Safek Daraisa L'chumra, even if it's only going to remain a Safek, i.e., I think the case they give is, let's keep it to Sukkis. Let's say you didn't get a Dalad Minim the first day. And now someone finally gave you a Dawud Minim, and it's been Ashmashas between the first day and the second day. Suffolk, which day? So I think he quotes the Rad in Sukkah that one should shake the Dawud Minim because Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra. So we see here, even though we know you don't fulfill the mitzvah, Even though we don't know for sure that you fulfill the mitzvah, but you might as well till we see, we apply Safek Daraisa L'chumra even when there's a suffix. So Rav Shlomo Miller would answer back and say, no, that's not right. He says, no, he agrees in that case. Rav Chaim would agree to that. But what we're saying here is, when do we, that's all you could do. If that's it, you could shake Gulav, so you've done everything you can and that's the end of it. So then Safek Daraisa L'chumra. But here, like, you're not any closer. You're going to go ahead and put on the tcheles, and now, 2 minutes later, okay, but I have to start looking for tcheles again, so therefore you're not, so he would say in that situation. So that's a major debate in general on tcheles, but one of the issues are whether you say, so Rav Schechter says, Savak Daraisa L'chumra, everyone should wear. And Rav Shlomo Miller says, no, you don't say Savak Daraisa L'chumra here, because is still left in a bribes to suffix, and you have to go ahead and look for the tcheles. And this, by the way, the other issue I brought up is there harm for wearing? So Rav Schechter says the opposite. Yeah. If you don't, see, you got to take a stand, because Rav Schechter's sheet is if someone can wear tcheles, at least suffix tcheles, and you don't wear it, so he quotes the Beis HaLevi, that we're talking about, you might be over about Tigra. That someone today wears tzitzis, and they don't put on tcheles, they could be over a suffix about Tigra. Better not to wear tzitzis at all. Don't tell too many people that. But Rav Schechter's shita is, better not to wear tzitzis at all than to wear tzitzis without tcheles. And he said, because there's no harm. It's like Kala Ilan. If you put on fake tcheles, it doesn't take away the mitzvah. So Rav Shlomo Miller says, it depends. He says, according to me, you're right. According to me, if it's not the tcheles, then you're right. There is no harm. But according to you, Rav Schechter, or whoever the pro-tcheles camp is, it is a problem because there's a major machlokas in the Rishonim on how many threads you should have of tcheles. So he says, it's a major machlokas Rishonim, we can't paskin on the Shaila, Rambam, Rai, Vitosvis. So therefore, you might be over, according to me, it's okay, it's nothing, but according to you, it's the real tcheles. You could be over about Tigra, about Tosif. And Rav Schechter, so he says, by wearing them, Rav Shlomo says, you violate about Tigra, about Tosif. And according to Rav Schechter, by not wearing them, you got to take a stand. So those are two of the issues. But one is whether we apply Suffolk Daraisa to a mitzvah that we only could do b'Suffolk. If the tcheles isn't good, is that a problem? Everyone agrees that the tcheles isn't good, it's not a problem. But Rav Shlomo says, if it is good, it is a problem. And Rav Schechter says, if you don't wear it, you violate Batim. Those are some of the issues regarding the mitzvah of tcheles.